I remain an unreconstructed Eurosceptic, insofar as that means I'm totally opposed to the European Union. I do not believe that it was at its core ever inherently anything to do with moving towards free markets. It was always an attempt to create a customs union, and on the basis of a customs union, a new super state, a United States of Europe. It is fundamentally anti-libertarian. Everything it's ever done, everything it's ever said, has demonstrated this. Now, whilst it's true that some people live in such hellhole of a country that some aspects of European law or EU rules and regulations might actually be marginally better for them than their own country's law, is firstly of no concern to us, because that's that that's not the situation that pertains to Britain. Moreover, it's also a pact with the devil on the part of such people, because at the end of the day, the public choice analysis, the nature of the European institutions, are such that whatever carrots it might offer of certain freedoms or guarantees of freedoms are all, in fact, entirely at the discretion of the European bureaucracy, is entirely at the discretion of documents, founding documents, and a system of law which is full of we recognise your total right to be a free individual. Clause 2, except insofar as concerns of morality, public health, decency, religion, or anything, you name it, a thousand other concerns are relevant. In other words, the core of European law is in fact just whim and subjectivism. There is no guarantees whatsoever, any forms of freedom there. So it's a bad deal to think that even if you're coming from some Eastern European hellhole, that this is a step forward. It's a better step forward to you is to fight for freedom and a decent system of law in your own country. Now, that being said, however, I've never been one of those Eurosceptics, and they do seem to be quite a lot of those around, who seem to think that the only problems are emanate from Europe, and that is the only threat to our liberty. The simple fact is that in many respects the EU is not a cause, it's a consequence of a broader threat. It's a consequence of the desire of the ruling classes of a number of European countries to, in fact, erect, to destroy whatever limited degrees of freedom and free markets exist in their own country, and to do this by means of sort of international jiggery pokery, whereby those decisions are removed from the democratic control or political decision of their own populaces, or are simply put out of reach of any form of change, whereby simply being enshrined in various forms of either EU agreement, or, to take this out of the EU for the moment, to other forms of transnationalism, because the EU isn't the only body in which this sort of thing is going on. One of the most noticeable things is the way in which the ruling classes of various countries are utilising what is called transnationalism. Treaty obligations, adherence to various other international bodies, to remove decision making from their own population and put it outside, and therefore untouchable from any form of change. So we would still be facing every form of actually existing threat to individual liberty that we face in this country, and which appears to come from Europe, would in fact be going on if there was no European Union whatsoever. In other words, these are forces which are generated domestically by our own ruling classes. They are not something that are just being, they're not some sort of invasive force just from a ploy of the Germans or a ploy of the French. Now, some of that, by the way, is going on. There are degrees to which, incidentally, old scores are being settled within the framework of the European Union, and in which old nationalist rivalries, etc., are still being acted upon. That is true. That is still happening. But that's not the primary. That's not the primary problem of the EU. The primary problem of the EU is the fact that it is a mechanism. It is something desired by the ruling class of Britain. And if the ruling class of Britain didn't have the EU with which to destroy our liberties, they would be doing in other ways, as indeed they are. They were destroying British common law before it became apparent that the EU wanted to destroy common law and in fact make the whole European Union into a what's the expression they used? I've forgotten the
Code Napoleon.
Yeah. System. So the Eurosceptics are both right. Yes, there is a threat from Europe, but often they're extremely myopic sort of vision. They have a sort of tunnel vision. They're unable to see the broader picture. They're unable to see that the ruling class of their own country wants to destroy freedom. And it will destroy it by utilising the European Union. If there wasn't a European Union, it'd be using many of the same things that it's using already. The alleged environmental disaster, the need to impose sexual equality upon the country, the need to have multiracialism and diversity, whatever. All these things are working along as causes for statism, quite independently of the EU. If the EU was to dissolve tomorrow, we'd still be facing exactly the same problems the day after that collapse.